soon.
No?
Not yet.
That Audi dream of mine crashed and burned real quick, man.
That died on you so fast.
No, I don't know.
You called me so excited. You were like, yo, dude, I need you to come into the office right now.
I was, yo, I called the guy, and I thought it was going to be good. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, he just goes, yeah, rebuilt title.
Yeah, no, once I mentioned it to Jim, Jim was like, something's wrong with that. And yeah, I was the just part, like, yeah, what sounds off?
Whenever things are too good to be true, they normally are.
What can you do?
You know, it's a shame.
What can you do?
I just wish that people weren't so greedy with the prices of these damn used cars.
See, but
that's when
the low ballers come in. You should have just been like, I'll give you 18.
No, I don't even care. I don't even want it for 18 if it has a rebuilt title and needs a clutch and whatever.
For 18, I would.
I'd even
go lower, though. That's just me.
I don't know. But for the price he was asking, I was like, I knew it was too good to be true.
It's always too good to be true. It is what it is.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I was looking around online and yo, some people have some pretty good fitments out there, man.
Yeah, definitely some solid fitments, some crazy aggressive, and some nice beefy.
We were looking at, like, normally when I look at wheels from us, I normally look at a hashtag online or something like that or whatever it is, because, you know, finding media with our stuff is part of my job.
Yeah.
But, like, we were looking at a fitments gallery, and they have, all these people with neoforms and stuff I've never seen before. It's just so funny on how it's out there further than, like, me who looks at this every single day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I look at this stuff every single day, and there's more stuff out there than I ever see.
Well, what's cool is that fitment, you're allowed to update, like, upload your photos onto there, so anybody, any of their, you know, customers that are buying them, they're throwing it right up to there first.
Right, I know, that's sick, man. I think I forgot how it works, but it's because they do the mountain balancing with the tires or something.
Yeah, they
but
do everything.
They have the specs and stuff of what the person runs, like suspension setups, and tire setups and whatnot.
Yeah,
really interesting.
It's pretty cool.
You know,
it's like definitely solid.
I think if I was novice or still intermediate or whatever it may be, and I was trying to figure out, like, you know, proper fitment guys for my car, that's really something special.
Yeah, it's definitely solid. It helps out a lot.
It's such a incredible.
I normally
free
always
tool.
Recommend to look up specs and see what people are running before you even go and buy it, just so you can make sure that it's going to be a solid fitment.
Yeah, this gallery is impressive. I kind of wish that we had something like this on our website, to be honest, and, you know, maybe someone will work on. But that's really cool stuff, because listen, that's free information right there.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of questions about, like, think about it, even if it wasn't Koenig related, because they got different brands of wheels on here
look
as well.
At that. Hold on, go to that Camry. That Camry is
the low boy. Countergrams matte blast, because you like those countergrams, man.
I do like that countergram finish. I love that matte machine lip.
Hey, he has good fitment too.
That's
nice tucking low, and that's I don't know. I wonder if it's static. Oh, air suspension.
No, it's
it.
Air ride. It's always air ride.
Yeah,
no, that looks good. I love that finish.
Big boys, 19s. Yeah, the 19s. Making you jealous all day.
Yeah, because now I can't even get them in 19s in that finish.
Ooh, look at that, man. That's a good fit. See, what I'm saying? Like, I never seen this car before. Normally, when I'm on social media and we see cars with our tags and stuff like that, I'll stumble upon a whole bunch. I'll be like, I know that guy. I see the same people's cars all day long.
All day long.
Like, so I'm so used to it. But then there's all these people over here who just, like, just low-key getting wheels on their cars and stuff, man. But I wonder what other stuff you can find
on this
gallery. You know? Some weird stuff. This is all our wheels on Fitment Industries. So
that Sentra looks good with the countergrams on there, too.
Yo, some guy sent in a picture of me with hypergrams on an Odyssey the other day.
Oh,
bro,
God.
I loved it. I don't know what to tell you. The wheel
the
and tire.
The Odyssey community is
strong.
Wild.
Yo, they're
they
strong.
Are wild.
His wasn't, Fast and Furious, like Tokyo Drift. You know, it wasn't like that. But he had really good wheel and tire setup. And I said, that looks like an overlanding Odyssey. Like,
that's
it looks
sick.
Yo, it looked
that's
good.
Awesome.
I don't know.
I love seeing the stanced out Odysseys. I think it's amazing.
Did you see the rant on how there was some random guy? I don't think it was, like, supposed to be car community related. It was more like regular people related. But he's, like, going on a rant being like, what the world needs right now is to make minivans come back. And he was like, that's the problem with the whole world right now. There's shame in families having a minivan.
Listen, I don't think I'd ever own a minivan.
Minivans are good.
No, I think the only minivan I think I'd own would be like a Toyota Sienna.
You ever taken an Uber nowadays and you get a minivan?
Yeah, but when I'm by myself in an Uber minivan, that's great. I feel like a king.
That's
like
what I'm saying. President. Yeah, you get it, dude. Those two middle seats, they're separated.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to drive that.
No, I don't want to drive that. But it'd be cool if someone I knew had.
We'll take two cars before I buy a minivan.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
but yeah, look at what is that guy? What's a Subaru right there? Two tone? I don't want to cross.
not a two tone guy.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
A set of freeforms on there, some throwbacks.
Yeah, what does that remind you of, the two-tone up and down? That reminds you of certain sneakers?
I was even going to say, I remember when I worked at Toyota, and there was a Scion TC, but it was reversed. There was the roof was black, and the bottom was orange. And it was, for me, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of it at all, but... Yeah, it was cool.
Well, that's like the Subaru Baja with the silver, the silver on the bottom, yellow on top. Oh, that's just not the look, man.
Hi, Jared.
Oh man, but look at all these cars on here, man. And
I love the Teslas on them.
I love that these are everyday cars.
Yeah,
these aren't track cars. These aren't show cars. These are dailies. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these Teslas when they throw our wheels on there. It looks really good. And you could fit a solid wheel in there.
Those are my favorite tires, period.
Yeah, what we got? Yeah.
DWS 06s.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the best tires.
Continental is my favorite tire out there. So good. Best tire in my opinion.
And this is not sponsored, guys.
No. I have Falcons on my car.
Yeah, so do I. Also not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Oh, look at the Miata. Look at the little guy. There's a little NA Miata down there. Little red one.
Yeah, it is.
Countergrams? Can't even tell.
No, freeforms.
Freeforms in silver?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never seen them in 15.
Yeah, that's a throwback right there now.
Wow. That looks good, man. Look at it smiling at you.
But we make so many good fitments for the Miata stuff.
Yeah,
Miata fitment is definitely one of our best fitments we have.
Absolutely. Yeah, look at
that. Yeah, it looks good.
What about a weird guy? Well, there's some weird stuff on here. Ooh, there's Lancer with the countergrams. I don't know about that. But 67 pages. There's 67 pages of this.
It's a lot of wheels.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
Keep scrolling. What else we got? What else we got?
What do you think? What do you think is the weirdest thing we're going to see on here?
That's so hard to tell. It's Fitment Industries. Yeah. They probably get some of the crazier stuff.
What do you think that we can find on here if you want to search something? I think Max can search it. What would you be surprised?
Go to the brand. See if they have like a car brand on the side over here in the search bar.
Yeah. It might be out of our view, Max, but yeah.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. We got a... We'll do a make.
Yeah, but it doesn't filter out if they have out...
It says Koenig Gallery on the top. I wonder.
Well, this is just all Koenig wheels.
Try Volvo. See what that says. There's something weird.
They definitely don't have a Yugo.
Wow, look at that. But are they all Koenigs?
There you go. These are all the Koenigs.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, well, click on that. This wasn't the one I was pointing at, but you can't see what I'm pointing at.
S60R is nice.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Yeah, those are nice. C30s?
I like the C30s.
Big fan of the C30s.
Two-door hatch, man. Yeah. I'm a big fan. You can get these in a stick.
Yes, you can.
The only thing I hate about these years of like the early 2010s of the Volvos, their interiors suck.
Yeah. Suck. Yeah.
Now Volvo's super luxury and whatnot. Well, like,
I feel like everything's super luxury now. You can't even get into a Hyundai nowadays without it being some type of luxury.
You see the inside of like I'm thinking Kia, but still the Telluride.
Oh, the Kia Telluride is awesome. Yo, when that thing first came out, I was like, that thing's going to be the new SUV in my neighborhood.
Or what's the one from Hyundai, though? The big boy. Palisades.
Palisades, yeah. Same thing.
The interiors of those cars are crazy. That's a Hyundai, man.
Yeah, I'm not paying
Hyundai and Kia, and the interiors are incredible. all of Mazda's interior stuff now is like
Yeah, it's
really
everybody.
Nice.
You got to keep up a competition.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say if we can find... What would be a weird car that we can find on Fitment with our...
Whoa, are those Koenig rewinds on that Accord?
Yeah, that's weird. Big rewinds. That's not fitting. When you put your...
Oh, my God, look at that.
When you put your rewinds, what do you picture?
I picture an old Datsun.
I picture a Datsun or a Miata or something.
Oh, man. That's a strange one, but I like it.
You like that?
To be honest, I actually wanted that Accord in a coupe when I was like maybe 12, 13.
You wanted that exhaust pipe too?
No, no, not that exhaust. Definitely not that exhaust.
The guy has a fart cannon.
What else we got?
Oh, man. See if we get any, let's see if we get any like Mark IV Supras or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Or a little GTR action. I don't know how many people really put their stuff up on here. You know?
We've got a ton of new Supras on
here. You can scroll through all of them. Why not, right? Hey, there you go.
And you got Hypergrams on the...
This guy chooses the A90. Max, let's see the Mark IV.
Oh, there goes those countergrams in that finish again.
Hey.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did he do midnight purple on this car?
That's a midnight purple.
That's a controversial, eh? Right?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Hmm. And it's probably I'm gonna assume it's NA.
Say it says Supra base, so yeah, I think so it's no definitely turbo. NA.
Yeah, no turbo. I think it's pretty nice, man. Yeah. I like it with
that's a nice color on there.
Yeah, with machine lip wheels, man.
Yeah. That's the metallic carbon.
Yeah. That looks pretty good.
I like those.
Those, I don't think those were our wheels. Yeah, these are different wheels.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different wheels here.
But I don't know. So if I was looking for a particular car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what would fit.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to log on to that and check a gallery or whatever it may be and say you were torn between certain width and offset or whatever it is, go on there.
I've done it plenty of times on their website.
But you see, so if you see people are running the spec that you're looking at, mm-hmm. does that give you enough confidence to proceed?
Yeah.
Even without checking?
Yeah.
Even though these people might have modifications?
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah, I definitely would.
So, and then if you were to look at this and then you were to copy someone's setup that you saw and you said, oh, I like that and I want to copy that.
When you say copy, what do you mean? You mean copy the specs?
Copy the specs.
Yeah.
And maybe potentially even the wheel. You know, some people do that. Yeah. They go, hey, I want that exact setup.
Oh, those neoforms on the Tesla there.
Ooh, I've never seen that one, man. Look at that. Five spoke with big brakes, looking nice.
Telling you, these Teslas can fit a solid wheel under there.
Yeah, because you know why? Because they don't got anything else to take up space, bro. It's just batteries. Batteries.
Something's going on here. We're having technical difficulties loading up this photo.
Yeah, but it's because
that's all right.
They don't want to show us the electric stuff.
I don't want to see.
Oh, is that neoforms on a Mark 8?
The Mark 8.
Is that neoforms?
Yeah, it is. What's going on here?
Oh man, fitment. Hey,
there it is.
Wow, look at that guy.
Yeah, that looks good.
So I actually think the front grille of the Mark 8 GTIs are probably the nicest feature of the car. I'd love that. Dude, you don't like the honeycomb fog lights?
No.
Why?
No, I'm sorry. When it comes down to this.
That's a staple.
If I bought a Mark 8, I'm putting a Golf R front bumper on there.
Of course
ASAP.
You are.
It's not even, of course I am. It's a lot of plastic down there for me. The Golf R's look amazing to me. That still looks good, but personally, I'd probably paint all that plastic like a gloss black if I were to keep that.
The gloss would be nice, I agree.
Yeah,
but
the gloss
you don't
black
think the, I mean, the Golf R doesn't get the fog lights.
It's all right. That's too many fog lights. Why do you need 5 fog lights?
They look cool.
Well, you have 10 all together.
It looks cool.
For you.
That's the whole thing. That's like, listen, literally,
I think Volkswagen did a great job with that Mark 8, but I don't know how I feel about the GTI front bumper.
What do you think with the neoforms on it?
The neoforms are solid on there.
Look at that thing. Yeah. I like it. See, these are, like, I've never seen this car before.
Yeah, that's probably.
But these are just regular people who buy our wheels and stuff that are not just
for me, it could use a little bit more low, but that's just me.
He has a fat tire on there for the most part.
Yeah.
That's like a 45, something like that.
What else we got?
Right back at it. Look at the light behind us. That looks nice.
And look, it's the neoform.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Good timing. Oh, man. Max, can you make it bigger on our side so we can see a little easier? Just so we can see. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, boy. Corner controls.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That 3000 GT.
Mm-hmm.
God, I wanted that too back in the day.
Dude, these are selling for so much money right now.
Yeah, because they're hard to find.
Not even in great condition. I saw
one. Even when these came out, they were beat.
I saw one with low mileage, but like in not perfect condition, selling for like mid-30s. I was like, that's crazy.
Absolutely not. That's but crazy, crazy I did stuff. Have a soft spot for these. I remember when I was in Ridgewood and I walked by one. I was like, "Oh, this thing is cool."
They are cool. The body, like the body in general, is just really.
It's a '90s car.
'90s.
That's a '90s you
know,
vibe.
JDM vibe. It's so nice, but I mean, you know,
I'm not spending $30,000
low
on
key,
that.
You could probably find a Dodge Stealth for.
I don't want a Dodge Stealth.
It's a damn car.
Well, I
know, you
know? But I'd take a Mitsubishi over.
I know,
the
just
Dodge, it, but I don't want to take
it
either.
It hurts your pride a little bit more to have the Dodge Stealth, but. But, like, you know, you might as well, right?
Let's see what else we got.
That's a good fitment, though. I do think I've seen that guy's car, though, before.
Look.
Z?
Those lightnings like on
the,
a fit?
Or you like the fit, bro?
The
fit. Yeah,
the
fit
with I
the
could see Richie driving that fit ASAP.
Dude,
I could, bro, exactly listen. How that is right there. That is Richie's car. Whoever owns that car, contact Richie. He wants it.
Hey, listen, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. But if I had a nice rear-wheel drive weekend car, my daily would be a Honda Fit. It would be. It's great, man. I would do it. But
somebody asked me a question the other day. They said, would you have your whatever car you wanted and like live in a trailer, or would you live in a big house and have, you know, a shitty car? I was like, okay, so your definition of a shitty car is different from mine,
right?
Because I'll take that Honda Civic and make it
yep
600 horsepower, and then if anybody wants to talk shit about me having a Honda Civic, be like, do you see my house though?
Well, or there, well, to go against it, you ever heard the thing where someone goes, well, you could live in a car but you can't race a house?
I get it. But again, I still have the Honda Civic, so I'll still be out there.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. No, I would probably agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
maybe
could,
not.
I could build an old Volkswagen and have
but
a really
what was the
dope
first
house.
Option? I could live in a trailer?
I could live in like a trailer and drive whatever car I want.
I mean, as long as my car is safe, maybe I take that. It doesn't sound that bad.
Again, I don't know where the neighborhood is. It might not be safe.
Well, I could just live in a trailer by myself around, away from everyone. That might be nice. Look at all the minis. There's an R32 something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
On Ampliforms?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
9.5, 25 offset all around.
Yeah, got that big boy clearance.
Yeah, those are clean.
I wonder.
Oh, we got the Beetle.
Oh, bro, you got your little Beetle there.
We got the Beetle.
Let the record stand. I love these little Beetles, man.
Dude, these turbos are great. I had a buddy who had one, and he regrets selling it. And I know, hopefully he's watching this right now.
I love the way that looks.
That's great. It needs more low, that's for sure. But
you are just such a...
Listen, you got to kill that gap. That's just
that
my
That gap's
opinion.
Not that bad. That's acceptable in my book.
But it's stock height, dude.
Foley stock
yeah,
height?
Yeah, look, stock height.
Does it say it? Oh,
it says
stock.
It right there.
All right, well, I'm learning.
Learn how to read,
I'm
bro.
I'm learning. How about, let's do some weird stuff. Let's go to Pontiac or something, Max. See if we can find a...
Pontiac is... I don't think we're going to find anything with a Pontiac.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to challenge the system here. It's got to be on Koenigs, obviously, though. But I'm going to challenge us here. Oh,
there are some.
Dude, look at that.
Is that a G8? Oh, dude. I remember when those came out.
Yo, G8s are low-key kind of cool.
I love them. I think they're great.
That's a big body car.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, when you see it on the street, you kind of just go, what? All right.
Again, look, OEM yeah. stock. He needs that lower.
His wheel gap is
that's
he has
crazy
thin tires.
Wheel gap.
Yeah, he needs to fill that out a little bit more, man.
Well, he's got the B profile.
I think that's a jersey
on
plate
that.
On it, too. Yeah.
My bro, lower that.
I think he has a jersey plate on it.
Go down. Man. He has some GTOs. On oversteers, I'm surprised that even cleared those brakes.
Oh, no. Is that an Aztec or what is that? Oh, Vibe. That's what I'm thinking, the Vibe. Oh, man, that car is... Who?
Another car I could see Richie driving.
Get out of here.
I could totally see you driving that.
Now you're being disrespectful, and that's not a good thing. I'm not
a
driver.
I can see you coming in the morning, right? Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I could see you just as much as maybe in a HHR or something.
Yo, the HHR SS, like an SS? You're crazy.
Yo, all right.
Remember that one we saw in Farmingdale?
You want to take Mikey's car? That's what you want, bro? Come on.
I would have that thing so low, though.
That thing's chromed out. That's what you want. Oh man.
I'm more than shocked that these clear these brakes on these G80s.
Yo,
it's also poking heavy in the front. Look at that, my man drives it.
And yeah, I mean, 35 offset.
He's got to be rubbing.
No, man, look at that, Pittman. You see that?
Hold on, go back to Pittman. That picture with him on the track. You're going to tell me that's not rubbing?
Dude, it's called...
Look at that.
It's called...
Look at that. That's like me driving on the LIE right there.
It's called rolled fenders.
Oh, he's still going to rub it.
It's rolled fenders. Either way. He ain't touching.
Either way. Solid, solid. That guy, solid, knows, that guy knows what he's doing. Up.
American muscle.
America.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to do one more challenge here. Let's see if I can... What would be a strange one?
Everything is strange nowadays, man.
I was going to say Lexus because I feel like there's not that many Lexuses.
No, but then you're going to find a ton of Lexus.
The GS's stuff, not even IS's all stuff.
You're going to see a lot of ISs on there if you go there.
All right, then maybe... you could try Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, go to Mercedes. Let's see what comes up.
Of course, change it a little Koenig. See what we got.
Oh, we actually have some.
Wow. All C300s? No. Two of them are
C300, C250. That's CL45. I actually looked into that.
This car?
Yeah.
Well, this is an AMG one, but the non-AMG...
Well, it's not a real AMG if you really want to get technical on it. They shouldn't have called it an AMG, but that CL45 is pretty solid.
Aren't these four cylinders?
Yeah.
They are.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a...
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't. I'm not the Mercedes expert. That's for damn
sure.
Yeah,
this is not. It's not a Mercedes. Go back.
Oh,
let's see what else we got. Scroll down a little. A lot of C classes.
I'll tell you, there is a part of me that really wants to snag one of those.
Oh, go to that C63.
There's a C63 with our wheels.
Yeah.
Which wheels are they?
I don't know. That's what I want to see. No, that's a C300. Yeah, yeah. Down the white. Yeah, right there. Oh, it's Renforms, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid fitment on that.
Wow. That looks good too.
Yeah,
because it looks like
it's the Renform. It's a solid Euro wheel.
It gives off the kind of like Alpina vibe, whatever it is. You know, yeah. All right, one more. You choose.
Just go to Volkswagen. Let's just go to Volkswagen. Let's see what's there.
If you guys haven't noticed, Doubt likes his German cars.
I like my Euro cars, guys.
Yeah, he likes his Euro cars, and so do I.
I know.
So do I. You know,
as you drive a Subaru. Dude. Yeah, hold on, let's go. Go into the Koenig section.
Drive a Subaru.
I want to see if anybody's doing any like the crazy Supra specs on here. That's that 8.5. That guy with the hyper. Yep, right there. The guy with the wide body. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of this wide body and big spoiler, but he's running the 9.5s out of 30 on there. No, that's not the one I was pointing at.
What was that though? That's a Mark 7 Golf R.
Yeah. That one, top left. Yeah.
The Falcons.
God.
Well, that's a real race car, though.
Look at that spoiler. That's a lot for me.
18.5 out of 30?
Yeah. Oh, I could run that, but it would be campered out a little bit more. This guy did the wide body to fit those.
That's kind of crazy. Damn, look at the intercooler on that one.
Yeah.
Boy,
that's solid. There you go. Those Renforms again. They're so nice on any of the Euro cars.
I like. The look,
I did
man.
the 18x9s. Nice. I missed those. I should probably bring those back.
18x9s.
The 18x9 Renforms. It was honestly
perfect,
one of my
perfect
it was a
fitment.
Perfect spec.
Yeah.
Still was able to tuck all around. It was nice.
A lot of golfs in here, man.
Yeah, it's what Volkswagen's known for.
Yeah, a lot of golfs.
Love.
I saw a really, really nice Corrado the other day.
What color was it?
Black. Thing was so mint. I was like, wow, I'm just.
Sure it wasn't brown?
It was black.
It was black?
Yeah. I've never seen it before, but it was near my house and. Never seen it. It was just on the street, and I said, "Man,
yeah, look at that. That's just a clean look right there."
Yeah, is that?
That's hypergrams.
What's the colors on the bottom? Is that underglow?
It is underglow. He's got underglow.
That's a little corny. little corny for
Underglow
me,
is making a big comeback.
I know.
Don't hate on the Underglow again. Something I wouldn't do, but it's funny to see every once in a while.
I'm surprised that the German people even want Underglow on their cars.
It's the new German age kids that want.
I mean,
cars.
I'm telling
you're never,
you,
you're only going to see these. New
if
kids
I see that on a Honda, I'm not going to bat an eye. But on the German one, it makes me wonder.
Dude. I've seen so many photos. So many kids are doing it nowadays.
Of the rainbow underglow like that?
Just any underglow. Yeah, I have a buddy who actually has one on his Mark 7. He had the rainbow glow and it would just go around like it was goddamn Mario Kart.
It's just not for me. I think,
it's not for me either.
I think white underglow is pretty cool.
It's got to be the right car. And for me, that's a big body Lexus on there.
Dude, like if you do like a Crayola red underglow.
VIP. No,
it's just ugly, man.
I can't.
Corny, I feel like. I don't know. But to each their own.
Again, to each their own. I like that it's making a comeback, but for me, it's for certain cars only on that.
Man. But so, all right. So if you were looking for a new car, you weren't sure what to get.
Yeah.
You needed some different kind of opinions or size guides or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You hop onto the Fitment's website and you take a look and you're scrolling through. You see some stuff. Say you had GTI or something like that, a Mark 8 new one or something like that. And you're like, hey, you know, how much wheel can I really fit? And you go off of what, you know, you see the most aggressive specs on this gallery or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's something good enough that's, you know, enough for people to get a proper understanding and be like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You get to at least see the fitment, see what size tires people are using.
You would have enough confidence?
I'd have enough confidence in it, yeah.
Hmm. All right, cool.
But I'm also a guy who just throws it on the car and makes it work. Make it work sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's
gotta make it work sometimes.
That's the way that I always used to do it. Was just
I mount the tires, just put them on. I know
as long as the diameter and the you know bolt pattern.
I never went crazy on that. I never like test fitted a set of wheels before mounting tires.
You know
which is
you know
really
what that
bad.
Means for us? That just means we never had really big brakes. You know?
You're not wrong. I think I used that as one of my excuses for not getting like a bigger brake kit and just doing like ceramics slotted rotors. I was like, I can't feel wheels then.
Listen, I did the same thing. I did drilled and slotted rotors.
Yep.
And then you just paint the caliper and you're good to go.
I didn't even paint it. My caliper, they came red. Yeah.
Oh, I painted mine.
Yeah,
I
got too lazy.
You know the way I painted mine? I took a garbage bag. And I put it around the rotor.
Yep. And then you
tuck
just,
it into the brackets on the caliper. And then you just spray it down. I use a little engine enamel. Real real cheap paint job right there. Let me tell you. Not even hand painted. I just sprayed it down.
Just like, can't wait till you get that Honda fit.
Dude, it worked though. it came out pretty good, I swear. No, it doesn't look any worse
Nobody
than the
would
right
know. Nobody would
no
know.
No one would know. Yeah, you know? And that took 2 seconds, you know? It was good, really cost effective and whatnot.
Can you please get a Honda Fit?
Dude, I would get a Honda Fit. I would take a Honda Fit.
You are
Fit.
Looking for a new car and it needs to be a daily, so why not trade in your car and get a Fit?
Dude,
you might even get some cash back.
I would easily get cash back. You think a Honda Fit is worth more than my car?
To be honest, it might be now.
Get out of here.
Everything's absurd.
Yeah, no, not a Fit though. I'll tell you that. All right, well. That was just about it for us. Right?
Richie's done with me talking about his Honda Fit.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, I don't know. Doubt thinks something of me. I have no idea.
You're gonna get a Pontiac vibe.
No. What'd you say about me potentially driving a yellow Honda?
We're gonna end it on this note, guys.
Yeah.
We're not talking about how I said.
All right, guys.
That is too much for the air.
Thank you, Wheel Wednesday podcast. Have a happy Wheel Wednesday. We have a piece of content coming down on this Friday like we do every single week. You know, be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you for joining us, guys. We go live at 2 p.m. every week. Thank you so much. Take care.
Laters.